your vitamins, tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at our computer network, and our, I guess this morning is Barry Shamish. A couple of interesting subjects he's going to bring up for us. So, for those of you who don't know Barry, he was an investigative reporter, worked in Israel for about 30 years. He did such a good job of reporting on the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, that he actually, there were threats against his life. Action was actually taken to the point where he was forced to leave Israel and come to the United States. So we enjoy having him here and keeping us abreast of what's going on in Israel and affairs that have to do with the Holy Land. Barry, you pick up the story for us today.
Sure. Now, one of my themes is that the Israeli right, for lack of a better word right now, as someone who is opposed to the government and its policies and its peace policies, must be a right winger, when in fact you can be perfectly rational without any agenda and oppose it all. But nonetheless, I've been saying their organizations have been infiltrated deliberately by government agents, and the one I've been saying for years has to do with the spy, Jonathan Pollard, who supposedly married a very loyal woman trying to rescue him, but everything she has done over the years has been to assure his never-ending incarceration. Well, I claimed, oh boy, this goes back more than 10 years, that she is not married to Pollard, that the whole thing is a scam and we're being led by our noses. Well, what do you know? We got some pretty darn good confirmation. It came to me last week, and I wrote an article simply called Jonathan Pollard is a Bigamist. And here's why. Look, this little scam, it certainly not helped Pollard, but Esther Pollard has, you know, she's a heroine. She's the ever-devoted wife of Jonathan Pollard, always fighting for his release, except for one thing. Pollard was married to Ann Pollard when he was caught spying in 85, and Ann Pollard went to prison for 5 years as an accessory. And, well, what do you know? She is in Israel. By the way, she claims that she's in Israel because Netanyahu intervened on her behalf, which I thought was, not everyone gets the prime minister to intervene on their behalf. There's got to be more to this story than that one offline. But more to the point, she said that Jonathan Pollard is still her husband, and he never served her divorce papers. That, well, what can you say? If Pollard is in fact married to Esther Pollard, why, then he's a bigamist. Except, and this is where the plot deepens, there's zero proof that Pollard ever married his so-called wife, Esther. Now, just to give you the quote from Anne, from Yediot Ahronot, which is Israel's largest daily. It wasn't a small-time marginal interview. Ann Pollard says, referring to her relationship with her estranged husband, not ex-husband. She says she has never been granted an official divorce, but just can't reach him on the phone to get one. Well, you know, the proof is in that the whole fiasco behind trying to release him was always the fiasco I said it was. Now, just so you understand what's been going on lately, and then I'll backtrack a little bit, but what's been going on lately, and oh, I'd say a month and a half ago, Pollard's father, well, Jonathan Pollard's father, Morris, died. And his loyal wife, Esther, mounted a campaign to have him released so he could go to the funeral. You know, it's a real tear-jerking campaign, but there's a real problem. According to another report by... look, he's a left-wing journalist, but he's a good one, and I know him. His name is Ronan Bergman. This appeared in Haaretz. Esther Pollard sweet-talked Morris into using his influence to get her to meet Jonathan in prison. And after he did, well, he was cut off from Jonathan's life.
No, she Morris is the father.
The father.
Right, okay.
Yes, Esther Pollard cut Pollard off from his family. This was part of her thinking, and it's not the first time, and I'm not going to dive into the Bergman article, but she is raising public awareness that Jonathan should attend the funeral of the man he loved, his father, when he hadn't seen him in, my goodness, since 19... oh, at least a decade and a half, if not more, because Esther Pollard forbade him to see his father. Now she's mounting a campaign to get him to his father's funeral. Everything is done with this cynical, deceitful, pro-Esther point of view, and nothing is being done for Jonathan. Oh, the opposite. Look... there was a deal. I got this from the editor. Her name is Susan, oh my goodness, Jewish Post and Opinion in New Jersey. It'll come to me when it comes to me. Nonetheless, she sent me a report that Pollard was almost out. Joe Lieberman had mounted his own campaign, got Clinton aboard, and the deal was that Pollard apologized for the damage he's done to the United States, and then he'll be released. You know, he'll have the guilt, but he'll be released. Esther told him that he should not accept the guilt and to refuse the offer. And then Lieberman, Clinton, they just walked away, never to go near Pollard again. She has been a curse in his life, but a manipulative curse. And now here's the big issue. Did Pollard know when he married Esther that he was still married to Anne? And that's what this article asks. Look, she claims there's a rabbi and two witnesses in the prison. Bergman went to the prison authorities and asked them if there was ever a wedding ceremony for Jonathan Pollard. And you can't bring in a rabbi and two witnesses without somebody noticing it. I'm not even sure he's allowed three visitors. Four.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and he's going into the background recently of Jonathan Pollard. Now, why is Pollard important? Well, Pollard is important because his revelations, the material he took from the American government, once it had gotten into the hands of the Israelis, was apparently used by Perez at that time to blackmail an American president. And, of course, eventually this information led to the Iran-Contra, exposed the Iran-Contra controversy. And this was a great embarrassment to the United States and to many of the people who were involved, especially Caspar Weinberger, who was ultimately indicted and would have been sent to prison for his involvement in this dishonest affair had it not been that he was pardoned by President Reagan. But, of course, Caspar Weinberger intervened. There was a plea, a deal between certainly Jonathan Pollard, the courts. He would tell everything. And he would spend 5 or 7 years in jail and be off. Instead of that, of course, Weinberger apparently went to the judge after the plea deal was already through, and Jonathan Pollard had cooperated, then what he said, and Caspar Weinberger talked the judge into sending Jonathan Pollard to prison for life. And then shortly after that, the judge died under mysterious circumstances. So you pick up the story there, Harry.
Well, that kind of sums it up with one tiny mistake. Yes, Perez was the prime minister during the time that Pollard was spying, 84-85. And Perez did look for, in the data, every morning with his coffee, he would read Pollard's documents, looking for some way that he could benefit personally. Now, he didn't blackmail a president. He blackmailed a vice president, George Bush.
Right.
But he was, in effect, running the foreign policy of the White House, and that's who he... I don't think Reagan could have been properly blackmailed. Bush could have. Now, here's what's going on. We're going back to the funeral of Johnson's father, and what does Esther Pollard do in part of her publicity campaign? She somehow gets a meeting with President Perez. And by the way, that's not a simple thing to do, unless you have an in. And she goes to Perez and she begs that he intervene with the Americans to have her husband released to attend his father's funeral. All of this making national news. The real problem was I would just say Esther is working with or for Paris. Everyone is exploiting Pollard for their own benefit. But the key of the matter is that Paris found a little bitty thing that he could turn into a major scandal. He found a one-off arms for hostages deal to get Americans released from Beirut. A ship full of arms was on its way to the terrorists, and this was not supposed to be a large-scale operation, but it was a nasty one. That means that the American government was negotiating with the PLO, which was completely illegal. In those days, you couldn't negotiate with terrorist groups. And if released, this was a very serious scandal. Not as serious as what Iran-Contra will become, but it's blackmailable material. Little by little, it's a long, complicated story. You have to understand, first, that Pollard himself was no super spy. He was a schlemiel. The Navy archives, he was a clerk for the Navy. The Navy archives are vast. There are billions of documents. Only a few people know what to look for, and Pollard wasn't one of them. But he had a helper within the United States, essentially spying for, not essentially, he was spying for Israel. And that was Robert McFarlane. Was he Secretary of Defense or something close to that?
I don't know, but he was in a very high position in the Reagan administration.
Well, he was the one who went into the Navy archives and dug out the good stuff and handed it to Pollard for almost a year. That was, well, Pollard was not capable of spying. You needed help. He got help from within the American administration. Now, as for McFarlane, this came out first in a magazine article for Vanity Fair. He took them to court. The court ruled against him. He took him for slander. The court ruled there was no slander. And then he tried to kill himself and ended up in a mental institution. There's a side story to all of this. But leave it be said that when Paris formed a team, leading the team was his office secretary, Amiram Nir. They went to Bush, and they said, we'll keep this quiet, but we love this idea. We can make a lot of money on it. Now, the lot of money, it's so complicated what they did. Iran-Contra was essentially taking arms stored in Israel, flying to Iran to sell the arms. Iran was desperate then. They were fighting Iraq in a bloodbath war. And with the money that Iran paid, and that includes like Oliver North, who went with Amiram Nir to Tehran, believe it or not, taking a cake they bought in Tel Aviv. There are funny sides to this in a way. But the money was used to buy cocaine. The cocaine profits were then used to buy arms for the Contras in Nicaragua, thereby bypassing the congressional ban on giving the Contras arms. I did it in one sentence. You go read about this stuff. It became an affair that just about brought down, well, for one thing, the Bush dynasty. There would not have been a George Bush Sr. in the White House if this had come out properly. But the conservatives and the Bush family is really high up in the conservative leadership in the United States. They were furious when they found out that it was Jonathan Pollard who supplied Paris with the blackmail that almost brought down, well, conservative hegemony in the White House. That's just one minor. They would have brought down the whole conservative leadership over this thing, and it came from Pollard. Now, instead, they knew that Perez was behind it. That's obvious. He had a whole team in Washington organizing Iran-Contra. But Pollard was the ultimate scapegoat. He was the little weasel that gave Perez the information. And when they caught him, they just threw the book at him. Pure and simple. Pollard was supposed to, the deal was 5 years. And believe me, when you spy for an ally, it's not the same as spying for the Chinese. 5 years was the sentence, and then Weinberger got into the act, and he went to the judge, and the judge threw out the five-year deal and gave him life. The judge died a few weeks later. But Perez's envoy to Iran-Contra, Amiram Nir, he was supposed to appear before a congressional inquiry on Iran-Contra, and he was going to expose Perez's and the Israelis' role in Iran-Contra, and he was murdered in Mexico a few days before he was supposed to appear before the congressional inquiry. Now, this is who Esther Pollard is going to use his influence to give Jonathan Pollard a pass to his father's funeral. The last person Perez would want to see freed for any reason is Jonathan Pollard. You've got a major, major problem. On the one hand, Pollard's reputation, well, it's grown because of the legends surrounding it that his wife puts out, his so-called wife, Esther. But the fact is they asked, this was Berg, it doesn't matter who asked Pollard just after the announcement that he and Esther had wed. And he congratulated, of course, but asked how could there have been a rabbi and witnesses in the prison without the prison knowing about it. And Pollard lifted his index finger to the sky, and he pointed to the heavens. In other words, in Pollard's mind, it's a trick. There is an old trick, really, to get married. It's an ancient formula that couples can marry themselves if they vow a prayer or two to God. What Pollard was saying was that it was, well, he was convinced it was a legal wedding. That's what he was saying with the finger. But in fact, if he was married before God, and he knew he was still married to Ann Pollard, well, then he just, he lied to God. And he should have pointed his finger at the ground, not to the heavens. You have a level of deceit going on here. Behind something that most Israelis want Pollard released. And I want to tell you, I did my role when he was first arrested. I was the first one in an op-ed in Long Island Newsday to call for clemency. And I was the one who dug into why Pollard can't be released. And I found the Iran-Contra Perez connection. And that's why he can't be released, because the president of Israel is scared stiff of him actually figuring it out and talking to people if he's free. And all around is just endless deceit. Look, I'd like to see Pollard released just to stand in court again and face bigamy charges. You know, really. But the fact is he didn't marry Esther legally. There is no license. There weren't two rabbis and two witnesses and a rabbi. The whole thing was made up. And this week, Yediot Ahronot put the icing on the cake when they interviewed Pollard's estranged but real wife, Ann, who said he never divorced her. And that's what this article is. Look, Pollard is, with this level of deceit surrounding him, in the near and the far future, whenever Pollard dies, it's going to be behind prison bars. Without a modicum of honesty, he hasn't got a prayer. And that, by the way, is my motive. I'd like to see him out, but he won't get out with this level of lying. He is not married to Esther Pollard. That is what I discovered this week, and that's the article I wrote.
Okay, and a fascinating article it is. But, you know, as you look at this whole Iran-Contra deal, America is financing and helping the Iraqis and selling weapons to the Iranians who are fighting the Iraqis.
Oh, the Iraqis? Well, this
America
was the Israelis.
Providing weapons for the Contras to fight the Sandinista, who were helped to come to power by the American government. So we help both sides in Iran. We help both sides in Nicaragua. And the American people have no idea what's really going on. But this is an age-old pattern. You help both sides of the conflicts, and whichever side wins, why your side wins. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Stern.
Would you like to have an exclusive first-choice preview and pre-sale with the experts and vendors of the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo before the general public arrives? This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me for an exclusive preview only September 16th and only for the listeners of KHNC 1360 AM The Line. 1360 AM The Line has arranged a one-hour private pre-sale event at the National Western Complex Self-Reliance Expo on Friday, September 16th at 8:30 AM, and we're calling it the KHNC Lions Pride Preview. Call 303-586-1258 and register for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview and purchase your discount tickets at the door. KHNC listeners must arrive by 8:30 a.m. Friday, September 16th to receive one-hour exclusive preview and presale, $2 off your admission tickets at the door, private introductions by me, Danny Golden, to the exhibitors and Ron Douglas, Self-Reliance Expo organizer. Space is limited, so call 303-586-1258 and reserve your spot for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview now. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dan, I guess this morning, Barry Stampers. Barry, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your books, your DVDs, how they can get to your blog and writings, and how they get to your PayPal button.
Sure. And I have a new DVD. I've been a little busy lately, but I'll put it in the mail to you tomorrow. I've been promising this, but it would surprise you how much aggravation and time goes into my other stuff. But you've got it tomorrow, and it's really a tremendous DVD. I was filmed for a European program, TV program, and they allowed my webmaster, that's Steve Henry, to film us filming them, and it's a terrific DVD. And here's how you get, first of all, the books. You go to lulu.com, that's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Chamish. You'll get the, my books. The Pollard stuff is in my bookshop, Tithes, Fee, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. The whole story, we just really tip of iceberg was what we did now. My website is barrychamish.com. And if you want this DVD, it's not sold on Lulu, you'll have to phone me. That's 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. Now for the second half of this show, a very, very serious issue that nobody knows about, but they sure know about it in Israel. Nobody knows about it here. And I do try and follow the media here. They do a terrible job of documenting anything until there's an explosion and people die. They do a terrible job of the background. Now, what happened in the Knesset, it's exploding because Ehud Barak, defense minister, has offered the Egyptians to break the peace accord of 1979, the Sinai Accord, which stated that no Egyptian soldiers will patrol in the Sinai, just a few policemen. And this was the buffer that Israel had with Egypt. Barak, because of the terror attack, of course, of 2 weeks ago, when the terrorists came from Egypt, Barak said, you've got to get control, and we're going to break the peace agreement and send in all the troops you want and send in helicopters and send in armored personnel carriers, send in the works to get control of these Islamist terrorists.
Oh, Barry, I think it's important that our listeners understand Barack is not Barack Obama. Barack is...
Well, who would think that?
Minister, the defense minister of Israel. In other words, he is not a very nice guy, and he really isn't necessarily interested in Israel's best interests. So he has encouraged the Egyptians to send their military into the Sinai, but then who's going to protect Israel from the Egyptians? And increasingly antagonistic adversary in Egypt today, and yet Barak has given them permission to violate the agreement between Israel and Egypt and send their military into the Sinai. We go ahead with the story.
Well, once those soldiers are in the Sinai, they're not going home. That's it. Israel now has a border on its south with an army. So long, peace agreement. Jimmy Carter and Sadat and Begin, the Sinai agreement with which Israel gave up everything for a piece of paper, and today's defense minister unilaterally invited Egypt in to break the accords and get control of the Sinai. Now look, there still are people in Israel who don't take these shenanigans lightly. Now, I'm going to do, well, a couple of members of Knesset, I'm just going to do a couple of them. Ruby Rivlin said, who is the defense minister that he can change the peace accord? That was a national decision voted on by the Knesset. We're the ones who can change the peace accord, not the defense minister, and he's going nuts. But Ari Eldad, well, I'm going to just I quote him. He asked Barack why the IDF is ignoring testimony about Egyptian soldiers' involvement in the murderous terror attacks a couple of weeks ago near Eilat. Several civilians saw that Egyptian soldiers wearing Egyptian fatigues were involved in the shooting. Other witnesses said they saw people in military, in uniform, Egyptian military uniform, shooting at them from within Egypt, from within Egyptian military positions. What he asks is, I would like to know why the IDF has refrained from questioning the civilians. Now, here is the punchline. Now, remember, Eldad, well, remember, not many people will remember, but he was the chief medical officer of the IDF at one time, now a member of the Knesset, and he concludes and says he wants to know whether it's possible that the investigation is being whitewashed and the public is being denied the truth because of exposing concern over the truth of Egyptian involvement. Look, when we spoke about this almost 2 weeks ago, I made the same point, that there were Egyptians wearing Egyptian army uniforms and shooting from Egypt, and it was not a Palestinian operation. This was an Egyptian army operation. And Eldad, well, at least someone asked the question, all right? There is some honesty. But what I'm going to tell you now is so weird. The Egyptians, here is their reaction to the terror attack. In their parliament, they're not fighting if they were involved or not. They have a different strategy. They want Israel to cede the city of Eilat, which was taken from the Egyptian army in 1948 in the War of Independence. Now, look, I'm reading their reports, and they are just so, boy, they out to seat even Israel, their parliament. They, in the midst of this hotly debated subject of whether Egypt should get Eilat back, remember, this is being debated in the Egyptian parliament. Again, it's not a side issue. So they brought in an expert witness to settle the debate. Now, you've never heard of him, but his name is Saif Anasser. He's the head of the foreign ministry's legal department. And what does he conclude to the parliament? Quote, Eilat, or by its former name, Rashrash, belongs to the Palestinians.
And so he wants to give it to the Palestinians. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here, but the whole idea is Israel to give up all of its land. Back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm back here, our guest, Barry Shamish, and we have one more segment. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, again, this terror attack and the deep involvement of the Egyptian army, this is a huge diplomatic faux pas that the Egyptian army in uniform, well, look, nobody has been named as the perpetrator. And Israel killed five of the terrorists, and they know who the perpetrator was. Now, the issue with Israel is not to start a war with Egypt. Anything but a war. Israel is terrified not just of Egypt. Israel is terrified by the reactions of Lebanon, of Syria, of Iran. They know the next war is going to be very messy. So they're trying to hide this. So they bomb Gaza. And Gaza, you know, it's, again, the usual suspects. Let's bomb Gaza. But it turns out, if you read, well, I'm going to tell you that it was not the Gazans, or if it was the Gazans, they were working with the Egyptian army, if it was, in fact, the Gazans. Now, the Americans have come in and given a U.S. government assessment of the incident now, where they named their perpetrators, and this is partly true and partly not, and very diplomatic, and you have to read through it. What the American government assessment is that Salafi jihadist groups were responsible for the attack. And, well, what their demands are, the usual, everyone knows about these demands. They want, implementation of the Sharia law and the revocation of the peace treaty with Israel and the establishment of an Islamic emirate in the Sinai and the Egyptian army going to war with Israel on behalf of the Palestinians, which... You know, fine and dandy. Who doesn't want all that in Egypt? How many people are calling for the opposite? Let's maintain the peace. It's better to have peace than to start things again. The American assessment essentially names the local Bedouins of the Sinai as the attackers of the oil pipeline to Israel and Jordan. Four times they blew it up, and they blew up police stations, and they killed policemen. The jihadists have turned the Bedouin, who will go any way you want for a dime, they've turned them into jihad fighters, and the attacks against Israel are coming from within the Sinai. They're local attacks. Now, I personally am not saying there's no coordination with Hamas. But we don't know the truth. The Americans gave one interpretation. The Israelis, another, by bombing Gaza and inviting the Egyptians, the Egyptian army to remobilize in the Sinai against the peace accord. That's the end of the Sinai Accord of 79. Israel now has an armed enemy on its southern border all over again. But the reaction of the Israelis... you know, with all this going on, with Barack, I'm not going into Barack, his leadership, you want to call leadership, has brought Israel in head-to-head conflict with Lebanon, with Hezbollah, and now he's working on the Sinai and Egypt. He just canceled the peace accord with Egypt. Yes, the Sinai is now repopulated with the Egyptian army. So what does the Israeli army do? They announce a new commando unit called Rimon, which in Israel sounds very masculine. A Rimon is a pomegranate or a grenade. But then I read from their commander who they are. Here's a quote. The soldiers in this unit are extremely diverse. Ethiopians, Russians, Druze, Orthodox Jews, lone soldiers, that means soldiers from America. When it comes down, these are the dregs of the Israeli army. They're the troublemakers. They're the troublesome ones. An Israeli armored unit, a reconnaissance unit in this case, has to have some Israelis in it. According to Lieutenant Y said, well, no, that's not the kind of unit we have. But this diversity keeps them united. Yeah, sure it does. Somebody's going to believe that, that they can't stand each other in real life. But they're united in the Rimon division, which is right now being created to protect Israel's southern border with Egypt. That is desperation and running out of soldiers. That's what that is.
Well, Israel is in a very, very difficult position today, as certainly the whole of the Near East and the Middle East seems to be mobilizing against it.
That's their problem, is from within. From within Israel, they've given up every piece of protection they ever had, brought the terrorists in, bought them brand new guns. The problem is from within Israel. It's not the Arab enemy. There has always been an Arab enemy. There was a time when there was a united Israel taking steps to assure its security. Those days have gone. With Oslo, the latest is the Sinai, a brand new border, which is going to cause Israel bloody headaches from here on in. And the Egyptians now have their calling cry, release Eilat. That's their, give up Eilat. That's their new excuse. And watch this. This could spread worldwide that Israel is occupying Eilat. And that's the reason why Egypt is going to war with Israel.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, Barry. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye, all.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado 80534.
The world is moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Usher means tremendous instability in the Near East and the Middle East from the fall of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya, certainly unrest in Algeria and Morocco, certainly Syria is in the middle of a civil war. Turkey now is in the hands of the, certainly the Muslim Brotherhood. You're not hearing about that. We're told, oh, now they have a moderate Islamic government. No, ladies and gentlemen, they have a violent Islamic government. But of course, the Americans, people don't really understand what's going on. Everything is being set up for a major war in the Near East and the Middle East. Israel will be involved, but America will be in one way as well. And then, of course, we see tremendous financial instability in Europe today. The economy of all of the major European countries is beginning to decline. Massive debts on the part of the so-called pig nations, and the real question is, how will those be dealt with? Certainly the German people don't want to spend their money to bail out the other countries that have acted irresponsibly. It may well be that the European Union will begin to dissolve. China's economy is contracting, the American economy is contracting, and despite all the of the situation when you see the stock market going up, the truth of the matter is, of course, our economy is contracting. And all this is happening is because the major Brotherhood of Darkness corporations working in concert, tied into the occult, are sitting on $2 trillion. Could be invested, get the economy of our country and the world going, but they're not going to do it. The major banks, tied into the Council on Foreign Relations, the Brotherhood of Darkness are sitting on $3 trillion, and they're not going to spend it. Certainly the tariffs are driving our corporations overseas. Our tax structure, which taxes our corporations 35% if they stay in America, and no U.S. taxes if they move overseas, are driving our corporations overseas. The people in charge know what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. And, of course, what they're doing, of course, is creating more and more and more money to try to keep the economy from collapsing here. They're not really trying to keep it from collapsing. They're planning the demise of the dollar, which, will, of course, will impoverish the American people. There are dark spiritual forces at work in the world today, moving us towards chaos and crisis. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and get the syllabuses to go with that. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Watch our DVDs. They're free. Listen to our radio programs. They're free. Read our newsletters. They're free. I will be speaking in Littleton, Colorado, on the 17th of September. If you want more information, call our 800 number, 544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 23rd of October. Certainly, we already have a contingent from Colorado. We hope we'll have one again this year. Call us at 1-800-544-8927 for the all-day conference in the North Shore, Monterey Bay here. But we're moving into very, very difficult times. Financially, get your house in order. Listen to our programs on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. And then pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision, our next. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The biggest Self-Reliance Expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more, like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional